Harper Audio presents When Darkness Falls by James Grappando. Performed by Jonathan Davis. Copyright 2007 by James Grappando. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. Sergeant Vincent Paolo couldn't see the man who had climbed to the very top of the William Powell Bridge. Paolo couldn't even see the damn bridge. He heard the desperation in the man's voice, however, and he knew this one was a jumper. After 7 years as a crisis negotiator with the City of Miami Police Department, there were some things you just knew, even if you were blind. Especially if you were blind. Falcon. He called out for the umpteenth time, his voice amplified by a police megaphone. This is Vincent Paolo you're talking to. We can work this out, all right? The man was atop a lamppost, as high in the sky as he could possibly get, looking down from his roost. The views of Miami had to be spectacular from up there. Paolo, however, could only imagine the blue-green waters of the bay, the high-rise condominiums along the waterfront, like so many dominoes, ready to topple in a colossal chain reaction. Cruise ships, perhaps, were headed slowly out to sea, trails of white smoke puffing against a sky so blue that no cloud dared to disturb it. Traffic, they told him, was backed up for miles in each direction, west toward the mainland and east toward the island of Key Biscayne. There were squad cars, a SWAT van, teams of police officers, police boats in the bay, and a legion of media vans and reporters swarming the bridge. Paolo could hear the helicopters whirring all around as local news broadcasted the entire episode live into South Florida living rooms. All this for one of Miami's homeless. He called himself Falcon, and the name was a perfect fit. He was straddling the lamppost, his legs intertwined with the metalwork so that he could stand erect without holding on to anything. He was a life-size imitation of an old-fashioned hood ornament without the chrome finish. Chin up, chest out, his body extended out over the water, arms outstretched like the wings of a bird, like a falcon. Paolo had a uniformed officer at his side to describe the situation to him, but she was hardly needed. It wasn't the first time Paolo had been called upon to stop one of Miami's homeless from hurting himself. It wasn't even his first encounter with Falcon. Twice in the past 18 months, Falcon had climbed atop a bridge and assumed the same falcon-like pose. Each time, Paolo had talked him down. But this time was different. It was Vince's first assignment since losing his eyesight. And for the first time, he was absolutely convinced that this one was going to jump. Falcon, just come down and talk. It's the best way for everyone.
No more bullshit, he shouted. I want to talk to the mayor's daughter. Get her here in 15 minutes, or I'm doing a faceplant onto the old bridge.
The Powell Bridge is like a big arc over Biscayne Bay. Cyclists call it Miami Mountain. Though as suicides go, it's no match for the Golden Gate in San Francisco or the George Washington in New York. The crest is only 78 feet above mean tide. Even with the added 30 vertical feet of the lamppost, it was debatable whether Falcon's plunge into the bay would be fatal. The old causeway runs parallel to the new bridge, however, and it's still used as a fishing pier. 100-foot swan dive onto solid concrete wouldn't be pretty, especially on live television.
You ready to punt yet, Paolo?
The voice came from over Vince's left shoulder, and he recognized the speaker as Juan Chavez, SWAT team coordinator. Vince cut off his megaphone. Let's talk to the chief. The walk back to the police van was clear of obstacles, and Vince had memorized the way. His long white walking stick was almost unnecessary. He and Chavez entered the van through the side door and sat across from one another in the rear captain's chairs. An officer outside the van slid the door closed as Chavez dialed headquarters on an encrypted telephone. The call went directly to Miami's chief of police, who was watching the standoff on television. Her first words weren't exactly the vote of confidence Vince needed. "It's been over 2 hours now, Paolo. I'm not seeing much progress."